KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Checking sports this morning, the state wrestling championships will get underway today. The dual meet championships, that is. The duels will be concluded today at Des Moines. In Class 1A, Don Bosco is the top-seeded team. They'll wrestle Woodbury Central. Logan Magnolia is the fifth seed. They'll wrestle Lake Mills. Lisbon faces Clarion Goldfield Dows, and West Sioux wrestles Denver in first-round action today. In Class 2A, West Delaware is the top seed, with Humboldt facing West Delaware in the first round. Osage will wrestle Davenport Assumption. Winterset wrestles Independence, and Williamsburg faces Sergeant Bluff Luton. Also in 3A, Southeast Polk is the top-seeded team. They'll face West Des Moines Valley. Also, Bettendorf wrestles North Scott. Waverly Shellrock faces Indianola, and Fort Dodge will wrestle Waukee. All those first-round matches this morning, they'll wrestle all the way through the semis and the championships today. Well, the Cam girls basketball team got off to a slow start on Tuesday night, but finished strong for a 59-28 win over the Riverside Bulldogs in a Class 1A Region 8 quarterfinal game. The Bulldogs jumped out to a 4-0 lead, and the Cougars turned the ball over a handful of times before Cam head coach Joe Woolham made a line change. A fresh five came in and finished the rest of the quarter and put Cam on top 9-6 by the end of the period. The starters came back out in the second quarter and got the Cougar offense rolling. The Cougars knocked in six threes in the quarter and led 34-16 by half. The Cougars would control the game then the rest of the way. Cam head coach Joe Woolham said after the game he was proud of the way his team responded after the early stumble.
I apologize at halftime for pulling them out, but I said I'm not going to apologize for our standards. You got to play better than that. And they all understood that, and we all moved forward. But very proud of that second five coming in. They really did a good job, got us the lead. Played great defense. We were struggling on defense, had a couple turnovers that first group, and that's just not what we expect. And they need a little reminder, I think.
Zoe Baylor had a big third quarter, finished with 14 points to lead the Cougars on the night. Sammy Jotty hit four threes on the night to notch 12 points. Marissa Speaker and Mallory Benkin both dropped in nine. Nine different Cougars got in the scorebook. Cam improves to 16-6 on the season, and they'll advance to the 1A Region 8 semifinals. The Cougars will take on Woodbury Central in Denison on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Woodbury Central picked up a 59-35 win over Woodbine to advance. Coach Woolham expects a physical challenge from the Wildcats.
Quick turnaround, 2 days of practice. So we really got to be dialed in those 2 days of practice. Do a better job the scouting report than we did tonight. They're going to be very physical. They're going to run, and they're going to play us man and press us a lot. So we got to be ready to handle the pressure.
Woodbury Central enters that Friday contest with a 17-5 record. The other Region 8 games last night saw Peyton Sherdan beat Glenn Ralston 48-39, Newell Fonda over Westwood 84-36. In Region 7 in 1A, Exira EHK, a 66-49 winner over Sydney. Stanton downed Audubon 50-38. Central Decatur beat Lennox 57-17, and St. Albert over East Mills 52-47. In 2A play last night, in Region 3, West Hancock beat Belmont Clemmie 75-29. Clarion Goldfield Dows over South Central Calhoun 53-43. Panorama topping ACGC 58-53. IKM Manning a 66-53 winner over East Sac County. In Region 7, North Lynn beat East Marshall 65-22. Pella Christian over Pleasantville 36-29. Van Meter over I-35 44-25. Woodward Granger beat Madrid 27-24. In Region 8, it was Logan Magnolia topping Tri-Center 68-31. Mount Air beat Earlham 73-51. Nottoway Valley beat Trainer 56-50, and AHSTW got a game-winning putback at the buzzer by Kinsey Scheffler as they knocked off Underwood 52-50 last night. 3A and 4A playoff basketball continues now tonight in Class 3A Region 8 Atlantic on the road at Red Oak tonight. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Chris Parks will have all the action. That game tips at 7 o'clock. In Red Oak, Tigers hosting Atlantic tonight. Also at Dowling Catholic, Creston will play West Marshall tonight. In Class 4A this evening in Region 1, Denison is on the road at Harlan. Lamar's is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Region 8 games have Norwalk at Carlisle, Winterset at Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 5A in Region 2, Thomas Jefferson is on the road at Des Moines Roosevelt. And in Region 3, Des Moines North will travel to Ankeny with the winner playing at Abraham Lincoln in Council Bluffs in the next round. All those games start at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district teams for the season that is completing. In Class 1A, South team includes Maddie Duncan of Sydney, Alex Knopp of East Mills, and Jenna Stevens of Stanton. The West Central Class 1A team includes Zoe Baylor of Cam, Macy M. Garten, and Quinn Grubbs of Exira EHK, Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon, Danielle Hoyle of Peyton Sherdan, Sammy Jotty of Cam, Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley, Allie Petrie of St. Albert, Jaden Smith of Arweva, Hannah Whitfer of Glen Ralston, and Tom Peterson of Exira EHK named the Coach of the Year in the West Central region. The all-district teams in 2A include from the southwest part of the state, Alexa Arenholtz of IKM Manning, Peyton Beckman of Panorama, Lexi Branning of IKM Manning, Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley, Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia, Sydney Neal of West Central Valley, and Kinsey Scheffler of AHSTW. Derek Sonderland of Logan Magnolia named the Coach of the Year. In 3A, the Southwest District, among those all-district performers, Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic, Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic, Kelsey Fields of Creston, and Sophie Walker of Red Oak. Class 4A, the West team all-district squad includes Paige Anderson of Denison, Madison Camden of Glenwood, Jenna Hopp of Glenwood, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood, and Megan Whitty of Lewis Central. Glenwood's Brian Rasmussen is the Coach of the Year. And in 5A, Jillian Shanks of Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, was named to the West all-district squad. Well, the Associated Press boys high school basketball poll this week has Ankeny Centennial on top in 4A with Waterloo West and North Scott tied for second. Abe Lincoln is at number 8. In 3A, Norwalk is top rated in front of Mount Vernon and Davenport Assumption. Carroll falls from the top to number 6 with Glenwood at number 9 this week. In Class 2A poll, Trainer is number 1 again this week in front of North Lynn and Van Meter, who are tied for second. And in 1A, Easton Valley, Waco, and South O'Brien are the top 3 rated teams in this week's poll. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, number 1 Baylor stays on a roll with a 65-54 win over Oklahoma. Number 5 Dayton over VCU, 66-61. 7th-ranked Maryland beat Northwestern, 76-67. 8th-rated Florida State over Pittsburgh, 82-67. Illinois knocks off number 9 Penn State, 62-56. 10th-ranked Kentucky over LSU, 79-76. 15th-ranked Creighton over number 19 Marquette, 73-65. And 17th-ranked West Virginia beat Oklahoma State, 65-47. Drake opens the stretch run of the Missouri Valley Conference race tonight at home against Valparaiso. Both teams are 7-7 in the league race, and the Bulldogs let a late lead slip away in a loss at Valpo in their first meeting.
That's a huge game for both of us, just with, you know, conference race winding down and everybody jockeying for position right now, and we're tied with them in the standings. So certainly an important game for both of us.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says every game is big for seeding in the Valley tournament.
You know, the significance of all these games coming down the stretch just gets amplified a little bit, you know, because of everybody's status in the middle of the pack, especially right now.
That game set for tonight in Des Moines. The Atlantic Coast Conference has joined the Big Ten in supporting a rule change allowing athletes to transfer one time during their career and be eligible immediately at their new school. Currently, athletes have to sit out a year after transferring unless they are granted a waiver. Here's Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta.
So all the people who are applying for waivers, some are approved, some aren't. And I'm not being critical of those that are making those decisions. I think it's very, very difficult because each situation comes with it a very personal set of reasons, and so it just, I think we all agree that it's time.
Barta says the changes would also include athletes who are graduate transfers.
If you earn your degree at Iowa and you stay, and we have many that do, you don't have to get enrolled in graduate college. You can take graduate courses, you can start a second major, you have a lot of flexibility. But if you transfer, you must get enrolled in the college. And so one of the rule changes would be you don't have to do that, but you would have to count your graduate transfer in with your one-time exemption if our rule were adopted as is.
Both the Big Ten and the Atlantic Coast Conference have approved that recommendation. NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is awake and speaking with family and doctors after his horrific crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 on Monday. Roush Fenway Racing released an update on its driver about 20 hours after Newman's car slammed into the wall at nearly 200 miles per hour, flipped, got T-boned by another car, and flipped several more times, skidding to a halt in flames. Everyone watched fearing the worst Monday night and had to wait nearly 2 hours to learn that Newman's injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.